5003.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin with the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 2. Because everything that is being hidden, everything that has been hidden, is being brought out into the open. Everything, verse 2, everything that is hidden, concealed, covered up, will be shown or revealed, uncovered, disclosed, and everything that is secret, hidden, will be made known. What you have said, spoken in the dark, will be heard in the light. What you have whispered in the inner room or behind closed doors will be shouted, proclaimed, announced, broadcast from the housetops. The New World Order, all that they have tried to hide, conceal, for the last, since about the 1500s, is now known. The presidents of America have been talking about it. Adolf Hitler talked about it. Prime ministers of Europe have talked about it. We, in America, are very aware of a new world order, a new world government, a new world economic digital system. You cannot hide it. Everything comes out into the open. Excuse me. At the same time, who is it that really began to, like I had mentioned yesterday, one of the greatest inventions for the industrial age was the invention of the metal lathe. About 1750, they were able to take now metal, not just wood, but they were able to take metal, spin it, and make axles. It changed the industrial age. Spiritually speaking, the spiritual age had to change also. And that age would begin to change through the Illuminati. The Illuminati would begin to change things spiritually, internationally. Take the world from a belief in God to the belief in man, that man was God. Man did not need God. Well, we know that that is not true. One of the signs of the end of the world, according to the Bible, would be when the world would have no justice. Men would seek justice, there wouldn't be any. And this is the case presently. That would be one of the signs of the end of the world. I'm going to continue with where I left off yesterday, with Adolf Hitler's bodyguards and what he disclosed before he died. But Let me go this direction. What is happening in the Ukraine, we can look at it from the perspective of loyalty. We can be American, loyal to America, or you could be loyal to individuals. But what's happening in the Ukraine is in the Bible. The Ukraine, or what's happening with Russia, is in the Bible. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, 39, Ezekiel presented to the world at the end, prior to Christ's return, that there would be a land called the land of Magog, and a people called Meshach and Tubal, which would be the peoples that live in present-day Russia. And these people, at the very end, prior to Christ's return, would become a great, powerful nation economically, militarily, politically. You could not stop it. America is trying to change Bible prophecy by provoking Russia into a conflict in the Ukraine. It's not going to happen. Russia has not peaked in her strength. She's still peaking. She's still growing, but she has not yet peaked. Out of whatdoesitmean.com, President Putin, he signed into force an executive order banning the purchase of foreign software for use in critical infrastructure projects by state agencies and semi-government entities, and orders that any government body or customer must phase out the use of foreign software on their sensitive systems by no later than 2025. So what Russia is doing is they are going to separate themselves from the computer internet system of the West so that we cannot hack them, we cannot accuse them of hacking us. They're going to a whole different system. And he says that this action is to begin and to launch a new world financial order. Russia and India opening discussions to abandon trade in U.S. dollars using the Western Colonial SWIFT banking system. We'll continue in a second. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Are you paying too much for your home, life, or auto insurance? It only takes 10 minutes to find out. Hi, this is Kevin Voles with Badger Insurance Advisors. Choosing insurance plans can be difficult. That's why I make it easy. I'll make the calls, compare the plans and prices, and find you the insurance plan that fits your needs. Best of all, my help is at no cost to you. Call me today at 303-359-1799 or visit BadgerInsuranceAdvisors.com. Let me find the right insurance for you.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Okay, we'll continue with Russia. According to the Bible, the nations, people of the nations, they have their preferences as to whether Vladimir Putin, like with Sean Hannity, with some of these anchors on Fox, he's the devil. Well, it doesn't matter whether he's the devil or not. Ezekiel said that Russia, in the time in which we live, is going to be a great power. Russia is going to call a timeout to the globalist plans of the West, of the United States. It's basically a United States globalist plan, forcing the European nations, NATO nations, into the plan, putting a gun to their head, and threatening to use sanctions if they don't go along with America's plan. But Russia is called the timeout. Russia is going to be punished when she invades Israel. You see, there is from times past, God has had a problem and had planned to, at some time in the future, which is now, to punish Russia for sins as a nation. Some of the sins took place in the Bolshevik Revolution. The Pilgrim Society put together a plan to destroy Russia. Well, the plan wasn't just to destroy, go in and create war, but in the Bolshevik Revolution, tens of thousands of Jewish people, true Jewish people from the nation of Israel, from the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, were murdered. Don't think God forgets things like this. He promised the Jewish people. They are still His people. They will always be His people. And He will punish those who kill these people. They're His people. I will bless those that bless you. I will curse those that curse you. That was the promise to Abraham. So, going back to the article, March 31st article of this, what does it mean? So there's going to be a new world financial order. Now see, the World Economic Forum, they had plans to bring in a one world global financial system. I don't see that in the Bible. I see that there will be two financial systems in the time prior to Christ. One system ruled by Antichrist, the other system ruled by China. China would not be part of the Antichrist financial network. So what happened is, when America provoked and pushed Russia into this war with the Ukraine, Russia separated itself from the World Economic Forum plans, and the World Economic people, Klaus Schwab, they went ahead and bounced Russia out, hoping to hurt Russia, not realizing they're fulfilling prophecy. Russia is going to be free from that system. So in this article today, Security Council Deputy Chairman, ex-President Dmitry Medvedev, he states that Russia and India are now opening discussions to abandon trade in U.S. dollars using the Western Colonial SWIFT banking system. They're going to replace it with the Russian Bank Messaging System, SPFS, that will conduct all trades in Indian rupees and a new Russian petro ruble. And immediately after this discussion, Twitter yanked from its platform hundreds of Indian accounts expressing any kind of pro-Russian sentiments. Then Chairman Medvedev, he reveals that the Western colonial powers failed to harm Russia with their sanctions. And he states, the efforts to bound Russia failed, as we were ready for such predictable attacks. So, like I say, if I'm correct, there will be two systems at the time of Antichrist, at the time, at the end. We are in the last decade. I am convinced of that. At the beginning of the last decade, if we're not just moving into it, one of the signs that the Bible says would happen in this time period that we're going into, there will be no justice. Again, no justice. In America, we're seeking justice. We're seeking justice in the matter of an election that was hijacked. We're seeking justice in the January 6th protest in Washington. We're seeking justice in this matter of the coronavirus, this bioweapon that was unleashed upon the world. We're seeking justice. The world is seeking justice on the vaccinations that have been, again, released upon the nations of the world. Well, then also here in the last 36 hours, Saudi Arabia and Israel jointly, they joined together in an unprecedented op-ed in the Jerusalem Post. They both unanimously lashed out at both the United States and Iran. Saudis exclaimed, if the Americans won't side with Israel against Iran, what's the chance they will side with us? And they also continued that while American policy is beset by baffling contradictions, Chinese policy is simple and straightforward. China has made deals with Saudi Arabia to buy her oil to the tune of like trillions or billions of barrels of oil. Then also, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov declared yesterday that in all respects, the BRICS countries will be at the heart of a new world order. The new world order, as we see it in the West, is a hegemonic order ruled over by the United States of America. But now, Ryabkov, he's stating there's going to be a new world order, but they're not going to be put out in the dark. No, they're going to be the ones at the heart of this new world order. The BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Then the Chinese foreign minister spokesman Wang Wenbin stated, the cooperation between Russia and China has no boundaries in regards to our bilateral measures on maintaining peace and security, as well as joint steps to resist, here's a big word, hegemony. They're telling the world they are not going to be brought into America's world hegemony. They are fighting against it. It is a new world order plan put together by the United States of America with the European nations. It is a new world order put together by the people of the world in secret societies, Illuminati, the Jesuits, Jacobins, skull and bones, these type of Freemasons, they are not going to be brought into that world order, that new world religious order. They refuse to be brought into it. Then Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, he says that Japan has no intention of inflicting on his nation citizens he's not going to allow the citizens of Japan to abandon its energy projects with Russia. He stated, "This is an extremely important project for our energy and our security, as it ensures long-term and stable liquid gas supplies at a reasonable price. We are not going to leave it." And there were other articles that say that in these economic articles, the ruble, the dollar, and the price of gold. Who is really winning the economic chess game? Will Russia's invasion in Ukraine destroy the U.S. dollar, or will Biden do it all by himself? American households face a $5,200 Biden inflation tax this year. So, who's going to win this battle? Who's going to win this war? I'm telling you, Russia, they are backed by gold. The United States is backed by nothing. Our petrodollar is losing power. The nations, when you have one nation like Iraq making plans to or planning to remove itself from the petrodollar, our CIA operatives make plans to move in and destroy and take out the king, King Hussein. When Libya, they make a decision to separate themselves from the petrodollar, they also are invaded. They are a mess as a nation presently. Now, but if you get a collective, a group of nations working together, you're going to have more success against America's petrodollar system, which the nations, many nations, are siding with Russia. They are going to go to the Russian ruble system. So we're watching the demise of the petrodollar currency. Now, this means that the World Economic Forum, they're going to push even harder to bring in this new system. But the new system is just not in place yet. They've had to change their plans. They've had to look at a different direction, because the nations that they were depending on, the nations that were going to be part of the World Economic Forum system, are not there. Their systems in the countries that are backing away from this new system, it will come to pass for the Western world. Eventually, the Western world will go to this new system, but not right away. Okay, and going on with this article, I remember in January talking about some of the naval vessels that were going into the Black Sea to press Russia. Well, here in the last 24 hours, U.S. Department of Defense spokesman John Kirby, he spoke to reporters at the Pentagon. He briefed them that Washington made a prudent decision in January to withdraw two U.S. Navy destroyers from the Black Sea. It was a prudent decision, he stated. It was made just prior to Russia launching the special denazification operation to liberate Ukraine. So what happens is, in knowing ahead of time what was looming, they pulled the ships out. They didn't bother to share any of this info with NATO. And now NATO nations are really upset. Oh, you pull out and you force us to stay in? France is very upset about this. Well, we'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be right back.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
The P.E. Gun Show, April 9th and 10th, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. The show has hundreds of tables filled with guns, ammo, accessories, and much more. CCW classes on both days, a firearm giveaway for modern arms on Sunday, food all weekend, and thousands of patriots make it a perfect way to spend the day. Buy, sell, or trade. See PEShows.com for more info. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Do you need to fix a draft or upgrade your home? Call Next Gen Windows and Doors, voted best in Northern Colorado for their superior window and door replacements. Call now for a free in-home evaluation. Mention KHNC and receive a 5% discount.
You can reach them at 970-888-6588. Again, that's 970-888-6588. Or go to their website at nexgenwindowsanddoors.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, New World Order, agendas of secret societies, the coming world religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Okay, now we'll continue. So anyhow, the United States is not going to provoke Russia. We're not going to war with Russia. The Bible said that God will punish Russia on the mountains of Israel. Russia is not going to nuke the United States of America. The news, the headlines, that we're going to World War III, America's going to be nuked, Europe's going to be nuked. No, not yet. Russia will be destroyed 7.5 years in that vicinity prior to America being destroyed. So, Americans, you can rest well for right now. But don't think America is not going to be punished. She will be punished. Revelation chapter 18. But in the meantime, Russia is not going to keep America from being the world hegemon. We are going to rule the nations. We are going to be the nation that will direct the coming New World Order. the New World Order. It is an Illuminati order. The powerful families of the world that have been working 200, 300 years. Adam Weishaupt, I mentioned yesterday, I want to correct what I stated, that it was a plan by Darwin. It wasn't. Adam Weishaupt. He was involved in this New World Order, as well as I have an article here, which is buried, but it's okay. The people, starting at the time of about 1776 with Weishaupt, they've continued with their plan to the present. And part of that plan involved the Rockefeller the Rothschild family. I want to say Rockefeller, Rothschild. Rothschild family. Solomon Rothschild has a illegitimate son, Alois Hitler. And Alois Hitler, I think he married his fourth cousin, has Adolf. Adolf, I stated yesterday that he was part of Adolf Hitler was part of the plans by the Rothschilds for World War I. No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean World War I, I meant World War II. The grandson of the Solomon lineage, working with the other Rothschilds in Europe, helped support and fund Adolf. He's family. Now, you know, with dynasties, we see it in terms of dynasties just natural, because they're natural blood, the blood is thicker than the mud type of a scenario. No, it's deeper than that. It is a there are spiritual principles that are involved. I'll use the example of the children of Jacob in the Old Testament in the book of Genesis. Each of these children had a destiny. Each of the children were given a prophecy by their father, Joseph. He spoke a prophecy to each of his children. To one of the children, Dan, he said that Dan, I'm going to paraphrase it, I'm going to expound on it, that this one family, Dan, would eventually be involved in the occult and would teach the brothers the principles and the powers of the occult. And eventually, this tribe of Dan would even work and fight and hate the other 11 brothers and would hate the God of the Bible, that the God that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob worshipped. And at the end of the world, these families would be powerful people. The tribe of Dan, the lineage, would be very powerful in the world. They would be people, and I believe they are, people like George Soros. Very, very powerful, Jewish, and not just in their religious beliefs, but Jewish through birth or through blood, but of the tribe of Dan. And they would hate their fellow Jews. They would hate Israel. They would hate mankind. They would serve the forces of darkness. Henry Kissinger would be another example. Adolf Hitler would be another example. The Rothschilds, I suspect, also. And on down the line. And with these families, they would have not just abilities mentally, but they would have spiritual powers. Like you take six children. In the Christian world, for example, you can take six children. No, I'll use a better example. You can take 100 people. Let's say 100 pastors. You take them together. You put them together. And each one has his spiritual abilities, his talents, his gifts. But if you put the 100 in a room And let's say that initially, just through prominence, you have somebody that is the one who is basically the leader. But if you strip them of all of their known titles and just put them together, as time would go on, eventually you would begin to see who of those 100 would have the greatest spiritual anointing. It would just, it's just the way it works. And all the others would have anointing, but the anointing with the one who would have, the one that would be the number one. I hate to use that term. But there, that has to be that way in God's kingdom. You have people who are positioned by God in positions of authority. And in positions of authority, eventually, you have to, there will be one who really has the final say. Well, in the occult world, it's exactly the same thing. In the Rothschild family, you can eventually find out who has the most power spiritually in the things of the devil than the others. Who would be the high priest, so to speak? It is that way with all of the occult families, with the monarchies in Europe, with the Queen Mother. You have two boys through Diana, Harry and... what's the other boy's name? Harry and William? Which of the two has a greater occult abilities? Let's look at it from that perspective. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be right back.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Called Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
It's important with the Illuminati families to understand the structure, because there's a structure in witchcraft. The George Soros, as an individual, he is very, very powerful in the occult structure. Henry Kissinger, the same. Bill and Hillary Clinton, both in the Illuminati, Illuminati members, plus other things. And Bill, though he's male, he is lesser in the spiritual powers than Hillary because of Hillary's lineage. Now, with the Rockefeller children, I do believe that Hillary, 90% sure, she is the real daughter of Nelson Rockefeller. The mother, we don't know really who Hillary's mother is. There's just too much mystery around it. But the father, Rodham, was not her father. With Bill, he's the grandson, the illegitimate grandchild of Winthrop Rockefeller, who was the governor of Arkansas. I'm pretty much 100% sure of that. I can't remember if he's a grandson or... I think so. Or the son. I can't remember. But he is related to Winthrop. Now, with the brothers David, Nelson, John D., of these brothers, there was Lawrence, I can't remember the others. Of the brothers that came through John D. Rockefeller II, of the five brothers, there would be a spiritual hierarchy. One of the five would be the chief priest, the top priest. I think that would be possibly David or Nelson. It's right in there. I don't know. But looking at Hillary's lineage, her father must have been very, very powerful in the occult, because she is. As far as a woman, in my opinion, in my view, my understanding, my research, Hillary is probably the most powerful woman, witch, priestess in the history of this country, of America. And it could be of the world. Now, she is not as powerful. I want to drop a bomb on you here. She's not as powerful spiritually as Barack Obama. He is much more powerful and a much higher ranking priest in the occult than she is. Bill, much less, not as powerful. But Bill had many people around him who were able to, using magic to get him out of his problems and using voodoo. But Hillary, definitely, Bill's no match for Hillary. So that gives you an idea. Yesterday, and for the last couple of programs, I've been talking about George H.W. Bush, a man who was the bodyguard of Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was very, very powerful in the occult. Very powerful. That would come through his lineage. On the father's side, Solomon. I wonder if Solomon was the top priest in the Rothschild family. Either way, Adolf Hitler was very steeped in, very powerful in the occult. He had very, very powerful witches around him. Male spiritual powers through the SS. And in the background, you have the prophets, the satanic prophets who help give direction to Hitler, to the SS. I think it was Goebbels. He was deeply involved. I'm just having to lay this out to you because as I go forward in the future, you see things more clearly if you know and you see the two realms. Going to the Christian realm, Germany. What happened when Martin Luther tacked his thesis to the church door? This was a very, very important matter spiritually in Christendom. What he did is he took the authority of, just at that time, the Catholic Church, and he split it. He was a German, and he brought in Protestantism. Don't think Satan takes that lightly. He doesn't. The devil does not take that lightly, because now from the Catholic Church by that one act, now you have a new spiritual power in the world called Lutheranism. The Illuminati do everything possible to eliminate religion and governments from off of the earth. This is what you're seeing presently. They're trying to eliminate the religion of Russia, the government of Russia, and they're trying to destroy the power of governments to bring in a central government. So what Martin Luther did was, in the spiritual world, more powerful than you could ever imagine. This is why there has been such an attack on the German people. This is why Satan decided to use the German people to bring so much evil into the world. The German people as a people, here you have a lineage of German people that are godly. They will always be godly. That will never change. You have within the German race, you have the good and the evil. I have a friend. I have many, many friends that are German. In my early Christian life, I was helped immensely by German friends, German pastors. One of the pastors was a relative. He's of the lineage of Martin Luther. Great, great friend and great Christian minister of the lineage of Martin Luther. I have many German friends. I love the German people. We're going to be back. I'll finish my thought in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, man. Pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican. There's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360khnc.com.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So that's a dynamic of the spiritual world. This is why the German people were given such a bad name after World War II. Because the one thing about the devil, he's vindictive. He will always hit back. So the German people, through Martin Luther, want to come in and split the power of Satan's hold on the Catholic Church and bring in a whole new world of Christianity, which is much freer, which is much more powerful. The enemy will not do that. The enemy will not allow that. The devil will not allow it without retaliation. Then eventually, shortly thereafter, once again, in Protestantism, there's another, you might say, a separation, even from Lutheranism, which would be more of the John Darby, Schofield type of ministers in Northern Wales, Ireland, Scotland, in that area, which would be kind of more along the lines of the Plymouth Brethren. Then there'd be one final move of God, really, which would bring in evangelical Christianity through all the Christians and the faithful people that would come to America, bring in what would be called the Evangelical Churches of America. With all these different main areas of worship, these systems of worship, each became a little more powerful than the previous. Lutheranism, Protestantism was a little more powerful than Catholicism. The Plymouth Brethren's even more enlightened than the Lutherans. The Evangelicals of America even more enlightened than the Plymouth Brethren. Spiritual hierarchy. Now, the families that rule the world, there is a battle taking place within these families. Which family is going to, you might say, bring into the world the coming Antichrist? What lineage will he come through? Will it be through the Bush lineage, the Rockefeller lineage, the Rothschild lineage? This is why lineages are important. And in future programs, I hope to cover and explain as clearly as I can, continue to explain why the Bush dynasty was so important. It changed America. It changed America's policies internationally. It gave America and the CIA network a power, finances, like a nation has never known. The CIA slash SS, because the two are combined together. You don't have the CIA without having the SS. And this is what George H.W. Bush and a man by the name of Skorzeny, who was Adolf Hitler's bodyguard, these two men, Bush 41 and Skorzeny, Hitler's bodyguard, they brought into America a joint relationship with the CIA and with the SS. I'm going to have to leave it at that for this weekend. I want you to rest well, be blessed, and I will talk to you on Sunday at 9 o'clock to noon for the Olive Tree program. Join me then. We'll get into more spiritual insights. Rick Rodriguez, have a good weekend.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.